16th Perek of Shabbos, first Mishnah. Mishnah is discussing, next year Mishnah is what one can say from a burning house. Halacha l'maaseh, if a person is in an area which there are apartment buildings, the house is close to one another, then one is allowed to put out the fire. One should have a roof. If not, Mama should have arranged a fire because there are ways of doing it with only Machat Dirabonon, just a smaller fire, or grummas. One should not jump right away to do an Issa D'oraisa to put out its fire. But if it does come to the point that Issa D'oraisa is necessary, in our day and age, most residential areas is permitted because it's a shout that the constant push is a fire spread. If a person will be living, for example, in a farm and his own little house, a ranch, and his house burns down and there's no shash that the constant push is, then he has to just let the thing burn down. There's a certain limitations of what you're allowed to save from the house because there's a concern that if you be overly involved in saving things, you may inadvertently put out the fire, which is also in the case where it's something to put out the fire. So one of the things that's permitted is that you're allowed to save from a burning house any of the kids they kodesh. They will not do this to save those shemekdusha, toyin and imiksuzin. Bein she kodem behem, bein she in kodem behem. Whether there's something that you would read from or you wouldn't read from, which means that ksuvim, Chazal said, that you should not read them on Shabbos because of the concern that the very interesting stories over there, they're going to get carried away reading the stories instead of going to the Rav who's telling them the halachas and the musa that they're supposed to hear. So you see from here that the proper thing on Shabbos is to hear halachas and musa and be involved in Zom Shem Kedusha. The apple bishop ksuvim chaloshim tunim gneza. The way the Mishnah reads is if it's written in other languages, then it needs to be Geniza because of the Dovah Shem Kedusha. You're not allowed to throw it out. You have to put it in the Geniza. But they didn't give a special heter to save it from fire because in those days, at the time of the Mishnah, it was also to write Svarim other than the Torah Shel Bechtav, and it was only permitted to write it in a fashion that would be a kosher Sefer Torah. With the right type of Ksav. Written in Ashurit, not written in English or Chinese. That is in the time of the Mishnah. Since then, Torah started being forgotten, and we have the Torah nowadays to write in any language, and therefore, Torah Shel Bechtav we also write down because you don't want Torah to be forgotten. So if the man is there, you're allowed to say any kosher sefer, you're allowed to say from the fire, no matter what language it's written in, and even if it's Torah Shel Bechtav. The Mayim Koyim Ben. Why don't you read the Ksuvim? It's maybe it'll be the measure, it's like we said before, that the people should be coming to hear the Rav's Drosha and not to be involved even in reading Ksuvim, which is a lighter form of Torah than what they should be hearing. When a person is saving his Sefer Torah or any Sefer or Tefillin and it's in a bag, he's allowed to take out the bag together with him. The apple appreciates with their money. He seems there's money in it. If he's in a rush to take it out, so he's also not required to check out the money. Just take it out as quick as possible. So where can you matzel then? Because we're permitting a person to take it out, and we're not concerned to put out the fire. But do other malachas just to save the svarim? We would not permit. A mavli shein mafulosh. Mavli shein mafulosh means a mavli which is. It has a lechi. Mavi is a three-sided reshus. The fourth side is completely open. You're not going to be metaphor. So we do not permit anybody to say it's thrown into an area that has only three metaphors. It has to have its lechi or it's a pesach at the end. The chiddush over here is as long as it does have that lechi or it's a pesach on the fourth wall, you're allowed to take even though there was no area of chaseris. Normally you're not allowed to carry from the house into a common area, even if there's four walls around it. Well, here they were making it in respect to Chaseris, but not in respect to Rishus, which is lacking the fourth wall. Then the Seir Ha'ina, after the foolish, he permits one to take out the Svarim even to a place that does not have the fourth wall. We do not pass like on the Seir, permitted to take a Svarim out from the house into Chaseris that does not have an Eiriv, but it has Chaseris, but it has to have the right amount of walls which means that the fourth wall has to be either lefty or smooth, the fence that flows in the middle.